사랑하는 성도 여러분, 이 시간 우리 예수님의 탄생을 축하드리며 경배하기 위해 국내의 곳곳에
At this time, all of you who are worshiping together to celebrate and worship the birth of our Lord Jesus are truly blessed. About 2,000 years ago, our Lord Jesus was born in a stall in Bethlehem, Judea. Although he came as the Savior for all mankind, as the King of Kings, he appeared very shabby from when sent in the flesh. But at the time, those who hoped for the truth could hear of the birth of our Jesus even from far foreign lands, from empty fields where they were keeping sheep. The three wise men from the east and the shepherds who were tending their flocks followed the stars and the angels' instructions to come to baby Jesus and were able to receive the blessing of worshiping him by offering precious gifts. Also, people like Anna, the Frappites, who prayed in God's temples all her life, and Simeon, who waited for God's comfort, recognized baby Jesus as the one who came as a Savior. Simeon was a man who had been told by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had been Christ, and Anna was a woman who did not leave the temple for decades, fasting and praying day and night while serving. They were not people who were valued by the world, nor enjoying the taking the wealth and the fame. They were the ones who desperately desired only the true, that is the spiritual. They were eagerly waiting for the Savior, the one who would come as the King of Israel, as God had said. Because they had such a fervent hope, the birth of the Lord Jesus was such a great joy to them. I know that all of you, because they had a good heart, so they didn't desire the failed worldly things such as fame, but they just desired to spiritual blessing and the hope for heavenly hope and waiting for Savior. And they just recognized right away when they just saw the baby Jesus. But what about we? We were the worldly people. And then listen to this good news, and then we receive the Jesus as a Savior, our Lord. But at that time, very old time, even they didn't know that kind of a spiritual knowledge, but because of their good heart, they just recognized the baby Jesus. And also you are worthy to be here because you are worthy to be blessed from above, because you have a good heart to recognize what is the truth to live in the world. And they were really rewarded by the seeing the baby Jesus and the melting down the all worries and the hardship living in the world. So now, all of that you also hope for, something true, and so on this blessed Christmas, you rejoice and worship the birth of the Lord. But what does Christmas mean to people today? Now, Christmas is kind of a holy day, season to people in the world, sharing gifts with the loved ones and the family, and even Christians are no different. And so many people don't know the real meaning of the Christmas. They just drink and get along with late night. But at least Christians should know the real meaning of the Christmas. Why Jesus, baby Jesus was born and how we saved. So We should live in the grace of the God for every day for 365 days a year. But at least a special this Christmas, we have to think about Jesus Christ's dedication and born as a baby Jesus on this Christmas. 주님의 사랑으로 가득한지 그렇지 않는 것이 참으로 But now reality is the last time that so many people, even the Christians, so don't know the true meaning. I hear that some European churches are completely closed on the Christmas day because it's a holiday. So they have to just to close the church because so many saints, even they are saints, just travel abroad during that Christmas season. So now the European Christians are just getting becoming the people in the world. This is because even if they go to the church, they don't have a true hope in the Lord. May you be filled with a great joy as you reflect once again the true hope given to us through the birth of Jesus at this time. I also pray in the name of the Lord that this blessing news will empower you to long for and prepare the Lord's second coming with all your heart. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have a joy for baby Jesus' birth and that Jesus came here to save me, and I will deliver the sermon of the real hope we have to have, please reflect yourself. If you are always happy and joyful every day with that hope, and now please have a more heavenly hope and prepared as a bride of the Lord. So we live this with this hope on this earth. So if you have that hope, so Christmas is more meaningful to you. People live their lives with their own wishes. Each person lives in the world seeking their own satisfactions, such as wealth and fame. However, Jesus left all the glory of heaven and came to this earth not just to give us the hope of the eating better and the living well in this world. He came into this sinful world to give us a hope that is not in the vain, and that is the eternal and the spiritual hope. In this way, we should not only see the focus on reality, but we must have a mind that can see and understand the spiritual things. As I said earlier, there were so good people, such as a shepherd and the three wise men. So we need to have spiritual eyes and spiritual ears. There's a world of the difference between seeing the birth of Jesus fleshly and spiritually. Our Lord Jesus was born in a humble stable physically, but spiritually, He was born in place of immense glory. A multitude of the angels and the heavenly hosts were with him, praising him and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to those with whom he is pleased." Glory to God in the highest is because Jesus came to this earth and tore down the wall of sin, so that the relationship between God and sinners would be restored to that of the Father and children. This is the difference, the gap from the level of the class, your class. Your class, just kind of a slavery of the darkness to change it to the children of a God. The class is so different. We have a society class now, but in the past, there's so long history. For the long history, there were several classes between the people and the family. So, the servant, at the time, the servant is kind of not the same people. If owner just hate the kind of a servant, they added the crime they didn't commit it, and the owner could kill the servant, and there's no any limitation or regulations to control that owner. But now, please think about, we were servant of a darkness, but now we became the God's children, God's son and daughters. It's not compared to changing the higher the class as from servant to the owners. In other words, for human cultivation, it's great glory to God because He has gained countless true children through Jesus. So thanks to Jesus coming to this earth and fulfilling His mission, people came to know the way of salvation, and when they strive to live according to God's word, they gain the hope of the salvation and the hope of heaven. That is why the angels sang, "Peace to those with whom He is pleased." In this way, if we look at this birth of the Jesus spiritually, it is glory to God and the true hope for God's children. As I tell you about the three true hopes, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may make all of these hopes your own. Do you feel that your faith and your hope is deeper and higher? If you do that, this Christmas is more meaningful and meaningful to you. So in my case, on the Christmas every day, I happier and happier every day. So my happiness is more added on this Christmas day than yesterday. Especially it's nothing special so around me, but wow, I just felt more joyful. So I just thought and thinking that, so our faith and our hope for heaven is growing, and the joy on the Christmas is increased. So I hoped so this year's Christmas is more meaningful to you. So please have a hope in the Lord, and please prepare the new year. It's so satisfied in your life because our Lord is be with us, and that hope is increasing. So, dwelling the Lord around your life would be filled in your heart, not only listen to the sermon. So, that inspiring and inspiration and the touching sense would be last, not only on Christmas. The first hope that our Lord Jesus gave us is the hope of salvation. The first and the greatest blessing for those who are dying in sin is salvation from eternal death. No matter how much wealth, fame, and power a person may enjoy, how anxious would it be to know that the eternal punishment and the suffering await them after death?
So
When I see that good news, when I see and the fames and the celebs in the world, they seem to enjoy the rich worldly things, but they became more spoiled, and their action got worsened. Even they have all things around the world. Even they are so rich, and they are subject that other people's are really envy, but they are not satisfied. Even they just kill themselves. So do you think the people, the rich people in the world, would feel happy? Well, the physical things satisfying our hearts, people's hearts, because they don't have a spiritual life in there. So compared to them, we feel happy. Even we are humble and in a shabby situation, but we were happy, or we feel the happy with the filled of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we have spiritual heart and the spiritual life in us. So, it doesn't matter even if we don't have any kind of a fame or wealth, because we have a joy of salvation in our heart, so we are not anxious. We don't worry about something. But even they have a fame or wealth, but they look very worried or anxious because they don't have a spiritual life in there. So, Romans chapter 5, 18. So then, just as one man's trespass resulted in condemnation for all men, as it's written, Adam's trespass resulted in the condemnation for all men. And as they say goes, the wage of the sins is death. We had to receive the eternal death, that is the punishment of hell. Because of the wall of sin, mankind lost its relationship with God and became slaves to the devil, an enemy who rules the world. So from the moment we are born into the world, we live each day in the midst of the countless suffering, in the disease, accident, hatred, fight, sadness, and loneliness. And the people move forward step by step towards the end of a life, which feels vague or bleak. People in the world don't believe in the Lord. They just worried about the life after death, thinking about, what about really hell exists? So they don't want to leave the earth. And that they proclaim and just to say that, oh, there's no any another world after death, to less their worry and anxious anxiety. Because they are soon running towards eternal death. It's like they're wandering endless the pitchy black darkness, searching for light, but they can't find any feeling like living a hopeless life. But there's someone who comes to these lives as a ray of a light and gives them hope. It's our Lord Jesus, the honored one of Christmas. Our Lord Jesus is one of the Trinity and so precious as the Son of God. Our Lord Jesus left all the glory of heaven and came down to this earth filled with sin, sorrow, and pain. He was born in a shabby stable, laid in manger, and lived a hungry and a thirsty life for souls. He also suffered all kinds of contempt and persecutions from the human beings who were created by God under God's will. And in the end, he was brutally killed by the hands of those he loved so much until the end. Because of this love and the sacrifice of Jesus, our problem of sin has been solved. Because Jesus was crucified and took the punishment for sin, we can no longer go to eternal death or hell if we just believe in Him. Therefore, now we have the hope of being saved and living forever in the beautiful heaven. Also, the wall of sin between us, the God was broken down, restoring the relationship between father and children. Now we are no longer servant of the enemy devil, but as a saved children of God, we can live a peaceful and happy lives under God's protection. Even now, the Lord is interceding for us and honestly hoping that we will achieve the victory in faith that is overcome this world and enter a better heaven. Therefore, I hope that you will enjoy the hope of a salvation given to us by our Lord Jesus coming to this earth and live a happier life of a faith. Also, may you diligently spread this good news to many who are anxious and suffering because they do not know it, and lead them to the Lord. The second true hope that Jesus gave us to the hope of a resurrection. The year 2025 is coming to the end, and we will soon be welcoming the new year 2026. Then we will get older by 1 year. Some people hate looking themselves in mirror, getting older. They are worried about the signs of aging, such as more wrinkles and gray hair. However, Adam was originally created as a living being. Humans were not beings that grew old or died. And Adam was able to live forever in the Garden of Eden with a beautiful body, not aging. However, after he committed a sin, he became the man of the flesh whose spirits died and decayed. When the lifespan of this earth ends, the body also decays and returns to the handful of dust. Not only Adam, but we, as his descendants, who inherited the sinful nature, were also born with a body of the flesh that changes and ultimately dies. So people of the flesh suffer from the various diseases, accidents, and aging, and eventually face death. However, people who do not believe in God do not believe in heaven, so they want to live on this earth for a long time, no matter what, and they have a vague fear of death. Many people try to prolong their lives by trying all kinds of drugs and relying on the advanced medical technology, but no one can solve the problem of death. But there's only one who can solve this problem. It's Almighty God. God the Father sent Jesus to die on the cross for us who suffered a spiritual and a physical death due to sin. However, our Jesus could not be bound by the death because he had neither original sin nor any personal sins. So he was resurrected after the 3 days, breaking the power of death. And if we also believe in the Lord and the problem of a sin is resolved, death will not be able to rule over our souls. And even if we died physically at the end of our lifespan, we will be blessed with the resurrections and eternal life. So Jesus said that John chapter 11, 25 to 26, I'm the resurrections and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Also, as 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 42-44, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It's sown in corruptions, it's raised in the imperishable, it's sown in the dishonor, it's raised in glory. It is sown in the weakness, it's raised in power. It's sown on a natural body, it's raised a spiritual body. If there's a natural body, there's also a spiritual body. If you truly believe in God, you will hear the word and diligently put in the effort to cast off the things of the flesh and the sin that belongs to this world. That's dishonor and the weakness. The saints who have labored so hard to plant the spiritual things will be resurrected with the imperishable, glorious, and the spiritual bodies. How did you do that? You have to plant to corruption, and you can gain the eternal things. Now, you receive the Lord, and you have a hope of a heaven. So now, pray and live according to the word, so that hope of the salvation is increased. But by times past, your heart is getting cold or just without any fervent attitude. Your face is decreased and the hope of heaven is getting gone. And the joy in your heart would be shrink. It's a problem. But without any ceasing, pray and hope for heaven. So growing in your heart, the hope of a resurrection is a full in your heart. And rather, it's deeper and richer. So those who live a good life of faith age much more slowly. And most of the Nemin members looked younger, much younger than your peer on the same age range. Now our young people in Manmin is just look beautiful, but even the mid of the ages of the people in the Manmin is look beautiful and much younger, because you are always pray and living according the word, filled with the Holy Spirit, that your body so aging very slowly. Believers who passed away went to the heaven earlier. However, the Bible does not say they died, but rather sleep. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13, but we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, about those who are asleep, so that you do not grieve as others do who have no hope. For people of faith, death is not just a sad thing. First, even the saints who have left this world do not die and disappear, but are resurrected and live forever. So people of faith can hope for the day when they will meet again. Many of you have seen countless evidences of these resurrections around you here. You've seen people who were already dead, had stopped breathing, and were stiff, come back to life after receiving prayer. You have also seen the regeneration of the body tissues from the birth or completely destroyed by severe burns or disease. This is the fact that Almighty God can bring back to life even a body that has died and turned to the dust with an immortal body. Therefore, on Christmas, I hope that you will firmly believe that our Lord was born in the flesh on this earth, died without sin, rose again, and became the first fruit of the resurrection. So like the resurrected Lord, I hope that you too will run forward hoping that one day the Lord returns, you will suddenly be transformed and wear a beautiful, eternal, and unchanging spiritual body. So mid-ages ladies and gentlemen, do you hate to see yourself in the mirror? Yeah, in this world, so naturally we are aging, but with the Holy Spirit, we can keep this beautiful and the younger look. And when you recognize your aging, please don't be frustrated. It's a natural law. And please feel comfort that kind of living according to the natural law. Oh, my children growing beautifully, but I'm old now, aging. So please don't think like that way. And please imagine that your appearance in the heaven became the look like a 33 years old people. So please hope of a heaven. Please leave this earth with a hope and a planning how to grow your faith. And please don't forget that glory day, we will transform the wearing the beautiful body, become the 33 aged people in the heaven, and we have a chance to stack the heavenly reward here. Dear brothers and sisters, the third true hope Jesus gave us by coming to the earth is the hope that we too will be lifted up into the air when He descends and we enter New Jerusalem. People want to the star of a beautiful banquet or stage at the least once in their lives. With that in mind, women dream of a wonderful and a special wedding. Imagine, I'm thankful for that. For 10 years, I've been the leader of a praise. So when I was standing as a leader of the praise, I wore a so heavy, splendid dress. I had to wear it twice a week for Friday night service and the Sunday after that service. The dress was so heavy. Even it looks so beautiful. So I didn't have a hope to wear the beautiful dress like that. So I don't have any dream of a wedding or white silky dress. I already experienced wearing that kind of a splendid dresses. Now, married couples or married women already experienced wearing the dress. But what about single, my peer women members? Just imagine that the day, the glory day on the heaven. The wedding hall is decorated with the beautiful flowers and the jewels sparkling. And the chandelier, the so great, shining, delightening, decorated the flowers. And the white shining dress. And the bride's pure white dress. And just a few steps ahead, the world's most handsome and the dashing bridegroom is waiting for you with a warm expression on his face. On the day when our Lord comes to take us on the clouds of glory, all the souls who have been saved in this way will become the Lord's beautiful bride. Please imagine the dream of the wedding scenes, and it will come true when Jesus Christ coming again here. This day is the special day that marks the end of the great and the human cultivation and the beginning of the seven-year banquets of the Lord and the saved souls. When the Lord comes with the countless heavenly hosts, angels, and the people of the heaven, those who welcome the Lord alive will suddenly be transformed into beautiful brides and ascend into the air to meet the Lord, our bridegroom. How great will the joy and the excitement be when you first meet the Lord you belonged for? Now is the last day when the day of our Lord's coming is very near. Therefore, we must live with the hope of the welcoming the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 to 17, for the Lord himself will descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with a trumpet call of God. The dead in Christ will rise first, then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. It will come true. The moment you see the Lord, your bridegrooms, your wounded and weary hearts in this world will melt down like a snow in the warm sunlight, and the peace will come upon you. The Lord leads us to the most great wedding feast, transforming it this way into the spiritual body that will never decay or die. And the wedding feast continues for 7 years with the Lord, for fathers and the prophets of faith who long for Him, and the saints who lived faithfully together in this land after a millennial kingdom and the great white throne judgment. Each person will enter the place prepared by our Lord according to his or her faith and the reward. The Lord's love for you is expressed through the house, and you will be moved to tears. And you will get your own house according to what you've sown and done. And the angels will lead you to enter your house in heaven. And when you're standing in front of the gates of your house, there will be a garden and so splendid and great, gracious gates of your house. And your house is such like castles. Please remember in the history of the mid-age, so not only the king's servant or kind of higher classes has a beautiful and grand castles. So now, when you enter the front gates of your house, I mean the very grand castles, and so angels will lead you to guide your house. And please look when looking at each corner inside of a house and decorated a garden, maybe something passing on your thought that, oh, I wanted to do things in the world, but I just forgave it. But now, Lord, let me have this as my reward in heaven. I gave the all things for Lord in the world. But Father God and the Lord prepared what I wanted to have in the world, such as like a field for tennis, baseball, kind of a sports activity, or movie theater. I dreamed and I wanted to play the musical instrument, but I just gave up for Lord work. And I wanted to have more time to with my peer. I loved, but I couldn't. I gave up the time for Lord's kingdom. But I think I will enjoy this life in heaven, playing flute, playing piano, and getting along with my beautiful friends and peers. And if you learn playing the musical instrument in heaven, it will short time to master that way. And you can invite your loved people, and you can open the music concert in heaven. So we can exchange the information, date, for various activities like horsing, riding a horsing day, or playing the instrument, playing the musical instrument day, and the other day, fun day, day. So you can make it with your beautiful friends in heaven, because you putting down everything for Lord's kingdom, not enjoying the worldly things, so you can do anything you wanted to in this world in heaven. That's why God's Father's give a reward to you with His love. Please be filled your heart with this hope. And the Father God will give you your house in New Jerusalem. If you, according to the God's will in the world, if you have this wish or hope, how should you live in the present in this time? I briefly told about the heaven life. But important things, all saved souls will enjoy this life. Not all souls saved enjoyed this life. Because some of the people will enter the paradise, no house, know their own things, just that they enjoy the common place, common facilities. And there's a waiting time to use that kind of activity facilities in paradise. So, to have your own beautiful castles or facility like a swimming pool or a sports activity fields, you should obey the Father God correctly, growing your faith. Because Father God judge you and reward you according to what you've sown and done. Dear brothers and sisters, now the time when God the Father is busy harvesting the ripened grain And you are precious workers called at such a crucial time. How can Father God not lead you to the New Jerusalem as you respond to this call, fight against sin, move toward holiness, and live faithfully with you all your life? Therefore, I hope that all of you can once again realize the love of God the Father and the Lord who gave you such a precious hope. So I pray that you will be transformed into the beautiful bride of the Lord on the day the Lord returns and become an owner of the house in New Jerusalem. Dear brother, sister, let me conclude it. How would you feel if you hear that long-awaited and welcome guest is soon to arrive at your home? It was already scheduled that your beloved guest would visit your home around someday, around a certain day, and the day near, so you will look around the house once again to see if everything is well organized, and you will also carefully look in the mirror to see if you are neat. Some people will go out to the front of their house or the main road and wait with joy for the guests they've been waiting for. Your heart and the thought will be completely filled with that guest. We've already heard the news that the Lord bridegroom is coming soon. So what's on your mind right now? Do you picture the Lord's arrivals in your mind? Do you feel anticipation and joy just imagining that moment you meet the Lord? Or are you perhaps thinking, oh, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for the Lord yet. I'd rather He comes later. Or perhaps you're living without any intention or desire to meet Him. We will surely meet the Lord, whether we live or not. Those who died earlier, they will meet the Lord anyway. However, those who do not long for and prepare for that moment, even if given a long time, are not granted to be adorned as a beautiful bride. Do you think you will be prepared well within 1 year? If the exactly information you heard that God Lord is coming within 1 year, maybe you will keep a routine you've had. So now it's really important to be awake and sober to prepare the day the Lord comes again. The thief as a break into your house never noticed earlier that, hey, I will invade your house. But if you are owner who always lock the door and check it always and keep your house, the thief cannot invade your house. So, present is really important. The time you have to prepare right now. So, long time to prepare is useless to you. So, even though you know that exact time and the date, if you are not awake now, right now, in present, the long time to prepare is useless to you. If we put it off until tomorrow or say, I don't know when the Lord will come, so I will just live today as I want, He may not have the opportunity to get ready for the wedding. So now we must stay awake. Now we must truly adorn ourselves as the Lord's beautiful bride and run faithfully, even to the point of death, so that we can boldly confess, "Come, Lord Jesus." So I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you will be able to embrace the Lord. I wish you a very Merry Christmas, filled with joy, peace, and hope. Merry Christmas.
할렐루야, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and nausea. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.